It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback time on a Tuesday, and we'll flashback a little less than an hour ago when we were talking, and not necessarily the news, about the Eagles' greatest hits album from the year of 1976. Already was the best-selling album in United States history. 40-plus million copies sold. Quadruple diamond certified as of last week. But for this, and in the flashback, we'll go back to the year, that time that country music and the Eagles partnered up for the first time.
1993!
Oh, yeah. Common Thread, the songs of the Eagles, a tribute album to the band, and it came out 1993, and if you don't own it, it is something to behold. It's a beautiful thing. It was released, first of all, 1993 to raise funds for Don Henley's close, near, dear to him, Walden Woods Project, and it does just every one of these songs so much justice. It's all a cover of various Eagles songs performed by country music acts. It was a great seller. We had one in the Buckner House and cassette, of course. Three times platinum. It was certified. Did really well. And it was initiated by Don Henley with a little help from, well, Trisha Yearwood. In the 1992 CMA Country Music Awards show, Don Henley was doing backup for Trisha Yearwood in their song Walk Away Joe. But backstage, all of the country artists there were telling Don Henley about how much the Eagles' music had inspired them. So Don got to thinking. He's like, I think we can get this together. I can't get my own band together. The Eagles famously broke up in 1980 and had not appeared together since. And though the Eagles were not involved musically in the project, they did hand-select each one of these country music singers to cover the tunes on it. And most notably, of course, it was Travis Tritt.
So open up my
Take It Easy. And that's the famous story there where the band got back together again. It was that music video that they filmed for Take It Easy that had, for the first time in a long time, Glenn Frey, Don Henley, Don Felder, and Joe Walsh and Timothy B. Schmidt in the same room. They had not done that since they broke up as a band in 1980. And that led to the reunion and the Hell Freezes Over album and the second life of the Eagles as we know it. But this album, you got Take It Easy by Travis Tritt, Peaceful Easy Feeling by Little Texas, Desperado, Clint Black, just amazing, Tequila Sunrise, Alan Jackson, Susie Boggess taking it to the limit, Vince Gill on here, Trisha Yearwood, Tanya Tucker, Brooks and Dunn, Lori Morgan. Several cuts of that album, even though it sold really well, not many of the songs did well on the charts for radio play. In fact, Take It Easy, that only peaked at number 21 on the radio charts at the time. It's since become a standard, certainly here at Hank FM. Likewise with Desperado by Clint Black, that barely cracked the top 50 on the charts. But it did, as an album, win all of the performers on the album a CMA for Album of the Year in 1994. One of those hidden gems. This has never been played before here at Hank FM. John Anderson, taking on a little heartache tonight. It's the flashback.
Somebody's gonna hurt someone before the night is through.